Another possibility is that, well, NP and NZ, N0 are both small in certain frequencies. That means you have a NS is small near the frequency where near the right half plane pulse of the planet. Now, the N0 is small means that the planet, the transfer function, frequency response of the planet is small in that frequency. Now, this is, of course, if you connect these two together, that means is that if the planet is small near the right half plane pulse, then it's very, very hard to control. Okay. In other words, if you have a right half plane pole at a certain frequency, actually you should keep the planet gain to be large. Otherwise, it's very, very hard to control. Now, in another case can happen is that N0 and M0 are small. Now, this can only happen, well, if you remember that N0 is small means the frequency response is small and near that frequency, and M0 is small means that the frequency response is large. So how that can happen in a very near very frequency range? What could happen is that, well, the frequency response goes very fast. In one frequency range, it's very large, and they go in another, it's very small. So it's like you have a very steep decreasing slope of the frequency response. So that means that if you have, well, this can happen is that when it near the crossover frequency, now if the in the crossover frequency, in one case is, well, and above the crossover frequency you have very, very large values, and in beyond the crossover frequency it's very, very small. So in fact what that means is that your frequency response has very steep slope near the crossover frequency. That's what we actually understand in the classical control theory, that you should not cross over have a very steep crossover frequency. You should cross it very slowly so they have good stability margin. That's also reflected here.